I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Muslim ladies from all around the world, welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite program. Well, this is Asma, at your service as the host. And just like always, we have Sister Zainab in here. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much.
So it's such a pleasure to be here with you again.
Yes, previously on Muslim Lady, we talked about a quote by Imam Ali alayhi salam that said there are some characteristics that are good to be attributed to a man, but not too good to be attributed to a woman. And we said that there are too many meanings and too many things behind these words because, you know, it's a short quote, but it has a lot to say.
Right.
And then you should not look at it literally, and you should go beyond the meanings and read between the lines. The three characteristics were frugality, being stingy, tight-fisted, and being fearful and have this sense of fear in you as a lady, and then also being arrogant. These features are good to be seen in a woman, because most probably these things are going to shelter her from the harms, the possible harms that might come to her from the society, from the environment, and from these satanical people that are existing in this world. So we said that. We talked about actually being stingy. Well, generosity, which is a good feature, should not be that much overrated in a woman, should not be that much, overly seen in a woman. And you mentioned some reasons like, okay, she has to be stingy because she's going to just protect the entire household of her husband or the property that they have. And also at the same time, I mentioned that she's going to protect herself this way because nobody is going to make use of the great characteristic that she has, which is generosity. So at the very same time, we didn't say that, okay, you have to be stingy, like to the extreme, like forget about your family, forget about the people you're living with, forget about humanity.
Or even the people who are associated with your husband.
Exactly. Or even people who are to you, like they are coming from the other side of the story, whom you have no benefit to help them or to share anything with them. So the whole idea, we came to the conclusion that the whole idea behind it is to just protect a woman. And at the same time, not to go to too much of extremes. Let's talk about arrogance.
Like if a woman is arrogant or self-conceited, she would not let one approach her.
Exactly, yeah.
That's one.
That's a strategy.
Yeah. So in this hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam does not say that it is better for a woman to be absolutely arrogant towards her like brother, sister, father, mother, or, you know, other women.
Yeah.
He says...
Not with your dear one. I suppose it's with the strangers.
Right. So he says that she's supposed to behave that way towards non-mahram.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the point.
There's a difference between behaving haughtily and also showing pride. She's recommended to be magnanimous towards others. Well, expanding this a little more, it's basically to express this vanity, you know, express this arrogance where it's necessary. It's an important aspect of self-care, personal development, and can lead to healthier relationships.
Exactly. Protectionist strategy.
Like, it can lead to your healthier relationships, improved well-being, and increased empowerment, especially for women. But in case of men, literally is opposite. You know, such a behavior in man can actually lead to conflicts, misunderstandings, or it can hurt feelings of others. And because man is more kind of social.
Well, see, I would tell you the idea behind that. For men, because man is the one who's going to be the head of the family, he has to work. So me as a boss, if I have an interviewee who's coming to me and I have to make an interview, if I see that man being arrogant, then I'm not going to offer them that job.
It's less likable in any form of the society, in any relationship of the society.
Exactly.
It's very less likable for a man to be like that.
So he's going to be rejected from all the circles.
But for a woman, it draws a line.
Exactly. It draws a line, and I suppose it would give you a stronger characteristic and personality.
Exactly, because it is protecting your physical and emotional well-being. You're setting boundaries with this attitude as a woman. So when you set boundaries, it helps you as a woman to, you know, to protect your physical and emotional well-being by preventing others from crossing the line that you have set. And it also prevents others from crossing the lines.
Exactly, yeah. They would know their limitations. And this is not the end. So let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Most of the time, it's a good thing to be arrogant as a lady, because we ladies have to be arrogant because the world is a cruel world. So if you do not respect yourself, and if you do not treat yourself like a queen, then nobody is coming from the outside to treat you like that. So this is Muslim Lady. You're listening to your own program. This is IRB English Radio. I am Asma, and Sister Zainab is here. We're talking about some characteristics that are good to be attributed to a woman, but they are not good in themselves, like being stingy, arrogant, or fearful. We are actually right now talking about arrogance, and we said that it is going to work like a protecting strategy.
Right.
Like I'm using that against others to protect myself from the possible dangers and harms. And I'm giving myself a kind of a stronger personality.
Right. Exactly. It enhances, as you said, gives you a stronger personality. It enhances your self-respect and self-esteem, because when you have that attitude, when you have that vanity kind of thing in you, when you have that arrogance or towards the non-mahram especially, we said that that way you set boundaries, and then you know, this way you demonstrate a strong sense of self-respect and self-esteem. Hey, look, this is my line. I'm not available for every third person.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I'm not that easygoing.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes pride is good.
Yeah. So like, you know, you are actually creating very bold, clear lines. Look, that's how they experience the violence. That's how they experience the harassment.
Let's draw a line between being arrogance and showing off things to other people. When we say arrogance and pride, we mean a sort of self-respect.
Right.
We do not mean that you can go out and show off every single thing you have to other people, or treat other people as trashes and you are the only creature in this world who is respectable. There must be a difference between these two things, because they are not like each other. And what we mean, what actually Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking us to do, is to respect ourselves as women and not to let anyone to get into our strong personality.
Exactly, because, you know, Muslim women are considered to be princesses. They're not meant to be seen by every third person or like to be approached by every third person. So also, even such kind of attitude would improve your relationships.
Exactly.
You know, when you have that kind of attitude, this trait within you, it would set a very clear boundary even in your relationships, and could lead to healthier dynamics, and where both parties.
And just to make it clear, nobody in this world likes an arrogant person. What we mean by arrogance, again, I have to focus on this very point because this is the main idea behind it. The idea is to respect yourself. And that's it.
I would say not to put yourself in trouble. Because one of the ideas, I think, why Imam Ali al-Islam said it is good trait for women. Like, for example, just imagine you were not like that. You were, like it said, she's very happening. She's very smiling, happening and all. All right, you are. But at the same time, you are very much prone to abuse.
Yeah.
You know, but like if you have this arrogance trait within you, especially towards the non-mahram and only towards the non-mahram, you can reduce your stress and anxiety with this trait because it causes you a feeling of overwhelmed, overworked. It does not give you a feeling of, you know, you're someone who has been taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, you don't have the feelings of you keep no place for regret.
Yeah.
They are not able to make healthy decisions in other spheres of life. It does not leave them. So, you know, in order to not to get into that guilt or, you know, in order to not to get into that sense of I wish I never did this before or I wish I was never into this particular relationship, it's better to have that arrogant attitude towards non-mahram.
Yeah.
So that people do not take advantage of you.
So a Muslim lady is not an easy and achieving sort of a creature. She has lines for herself and she has some borders and she respects herself very much and her dignity and her personality. She respects them more than anything else. So Allah wants the same thing and Imam Ali alayhi salam asks us to go for that and respect ourselves and put ourselves before anything else. So that's it. Let's go for a short break again and then we'll be back. So stay with us. Yes, Muslim ladies, we're talking about you and Sister Zainab. Are there anything else left for us to know about this code?
Yeah, so we were saying that not to misunderstand why arrogance is a good feature for women over here. We said, first of all, women has to have that pride or sense of self-conceitedness or, you know, vanity towards non-mahram only. So they should not feel like she's very easygoing or like a kind of girl who is easily achievable.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically, this trait that Imam Ali al-Islam explained as a good trait for women helps her to communicate, you know, better. It encourages healthy communication because when women communicate their boundaries clearly and respectfully, it encourages that healthy communication between all parties that are involved in the communication. And, you know, coming back to men, Imam Ali al-Islam said this is not a good trait for a man. Because, first of all, it's not liked in a society. It would it could actually limit his personal growth as well. And he's not open to learning to new things, you know, and he's not open to consider different perspectives of life.
Mm-hmm.
This arrogant behavior also for men, it could lead him to poor decision making, while as to women, it could lead to strong decision making. She sets boundaries clear. She draws the very bold lines and she communicates to others through those lines. But here for men, it can cause individuals to believe that the man who has this arrogant kind of attitude, he feels like his opinions are always correct and it would lead him to, like, you know, hasty decisions without considering the facts of the alternative parties that are involved. Having the opinion of others is very important.
Yeah.
Expanding his social circle is really important.
And let's just make it clear and be honest with ourselves. Nobody in the society would like a girl who does not respect her own personality. Well, a girl must treat herself like a diamond. So right. I'm a queen and I should treat myself like that.
Exactly.
And if I do not treat myself like this, nobody is going to do that for me. So it starts from you. The way you look at yourself is exactly the way you ask people to look at you that way.
And you actually explain with your attitude to others what Islam thinks of you.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's end it with this very beautiful quote that says, I am young enough to remember how to love without boundaries, but old enough to know how to be cautious with what I allow into my own soul. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something. Something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.